Blog Talk Radio. God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I
my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the leaders and the members here at ADM Ministry, good evening. Good evening to all of our international partners on today. God bless you. Good evening, USA. that is our local partners, and there are many. Welcome back to another blog. And as we get ready to share the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ, the living word of God, buckle on your shoes, strap on your seatbelt, because our own Mother OG is back on the scene. But nevertheless, we thank God for this beautiful day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice, exceedingly glad in it, because the Lord thy God, made it and saw fit that each and every one of us entered once again unto a new life, a new journey, for a new purpose with value on today. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you also, Pastor Smith. Father God, in the name of I come give you the honor, who's truly head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for another opportunity, God, this afternoon, God. We come to give you praises and the glory, God. We come thanking you how you kept us from the morning and now until now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for continuing to keep us chill and protect from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, we just thank you so much, God. We thank you how you just led us and guide us all day without any hurt, harm, or danger came upon us, God. We thank you today, God, because you've been mighty good to us in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for continuing to pour your love on the inside of us that we can love one another in spite of all in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for that, oh, godly love, God. Continue, God, to just pour your love in us, God. Let us love like never before, God. Let us love even our enemies in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, because it had not been for you, it wouldn't have been possible in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we lift up every sick vessel once again in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for healing our bodies in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for even going to the old folks' home, God, comforting the one, God, that's all alone. Comforting them, Lord, letting them know you're right there with them because you said that you'll never leave us nor forsake us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, this day, God. We thank you for all things, God. We thank you, God. We lift our youth up to you, God, today in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for constantly, God, shielding them and protecting them from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, we thank you, God. We lift our every man that it is up in the mighty name of Jesus, from the youngest to the oldest, God. Continue, God, to draw them near to you. Just save, deliver, and set them free and make the means that you desire for them to be in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift our women's up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to draw us near to you. Save, deliver, and set free, God. Make us that holy, that the holy women that you desire for us to be, God. Women that walk holy, women that talk holy, God, and lay before you, God, in yield like never before, God. Continue to keep us humble, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we cry out today, God. We cry out today, God, for the nation, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. From the west, south, east, and north, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because we all need you in these last and evil days, God. Oh, God, help us to cry out, God, like never before, God. Just not in the morning time, but God, at 12 o'clock, in noonday, God, all day long, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some people say, God, it don't take that much. God, but it does take that much in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your knowledge, and your wisdom, God, that you are pouring out in no bullshit and within us in these last Neva days. God, we thank you today, God. We thank you even for the word that Mother Helen's going to bring, God. So let us get our heart and our spirit in position, God, that we can receive the word, God. That not only receive it, God, but begin to just eat it, chew it up, God. Digest it and swallow it. Sometimes the word don't feel good, but it's all for our good in the mighty name of Jesus. It's growth to us in Jesus' name, God. We thank you this day forevermore, God. We ask these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thank God. Let your purpose be in you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How do we both say, God? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah today, God.
Holy Spirit of the living God, come in the midst right now. Rest full in the back. Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Give us that room to take us a little bit further and a little bit higher. Lord Jesus, through your Holy Spirit. Do it right now.
Yes, Lord.
Right
in
now,
the name
Holy
of
Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody, mind need touching. Somebody's body need touching.
Yes,
Lord God, send forth your healing. Lord, you said
Jesus,
in your words,
Lord.
You send forth a word, Lord God. That they will be healed. As we come into agreement, on your word,
Lord,
we have said, call for the elders of the church that they may pray over those, Lord God, that need the healing in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. So heal, set free, make whole. Holy
in
Spirit,
the name of
right
Lord.
Now, in the name of
yes.
Jesus,
yes, Lord
Holy Spirit,
Jesus,
have your way right now. Have
yes,
your
Lord.
Way. And we'll
Amen.
Be so careful to give your name the praise,
yes.
the honor, and the glory, Lord
yes,
Jesus,
you, Lord.
Right
yes.
now,
yes.
spiritual soul, in the name of Jesus, God,
yes, Lord Jesus.
For me. From
yes.
the north, south, east, and the west, Lord,
Lord
God,
Jesus.
International, nationally, locally,
yes, Lord.
Do it right now, Father God. Dismiss mm-hmm. your anointing. Dismiss your healing. Dismiss
yes.
your blessing. Miracles,
yes.
signs, and wonders
Lord.
Through us, your people, Lord God. Dismiss
mm-hmm.
your wisdom and your
yes,
knowledge
Lord.
Right now through the
yes.
word. Holy Spirit
Man.
That's getting ready to come. And we'll
yes.
thank you, Lord Jesus. And we'll
thank
pray
you, Jesus.
In Jesus'
you,
name. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Jesus
thank God.
Name, yes.
Amen.
Man.
Amen.
Man.
Amen. Oh,
Man.
Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord.
What
oh, bless the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Right now, as we move forward, we get ready to turn her loose. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Our
yes,
own
yes.
mother OG that's coming to break
yes.
the bread of life
yes.
from the table of the Lord.
Amen.
That we may be increased in
yes.
the Lord Jesus
yes,
and
Lord
his
Jesus.
Living
yes,
God
Lord.
Bless you, mother OG. You
God.
Have the wheel.
God
Amen.
Bless you, Pastor Smith, Mother Jackson. I send favor and blessings to all of our international listeners of the United States, everyone under the sound of my voice.
Amen.
And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we
Amen.
Will rejoice and be glad
Amen.
In it. Oh, we give honor to God, who's the head of my life. I give honor to my pastor, Temple Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha, I send favor and the blessings of God upon your life to Pastor Smith, Pastor Barbary Leg Smith, to my favorite group of people, the Mother Bows, Mother Jackson, Mother Juanita, Mother Joanne, Mother Bernice, Mother Weaver. I send peace, favor, and love to you today, to the intercessors, the ministers, prophetess, everyone, the praise team, everyone that it takes to make up the body of ADM ministry. Well, I'm just happy in Jesus today. Seems like this fast and concentration has been so different from past ones, or either God is doing a new work in me. And sometimes you have to not always try to look in the spirit of other people, but look in your spirit and say, Lord, what lack I yet? When you get back up on the potter's wheel, you start getting a little annoyed with yourself when you had that stale anointing from yesterday. You can't fight today's battles with yesterday's stale religious anointing. Like Pastor been talking about, we have to value God. We have to value God's word, and we have to value the people of God who surround us, that encourage us and give us what thus says the Lord. You have to get a newness of your mind. Old messages have to go. You have to put your mouth in order, your thinking in order, your attitude in order, because divine order with God will surely bring divine blessings. And this is the passage of scripture I'll be coming from today that I've read many times, but have never gotten the revelation that I got on last week. It's, you know, I've been at this, you know, I have to wait till he give me the time to bring it. And it's, I know many of you have read this passage of scripture, but do we really know what it means? Do you really know we can still call 911 and the other 15 officers that come along with it? And my favorite Psalms is the 91st Psalms. Are you in a safe place? Do you go in your secret place? I would hope that you would, because it's most important and it's most powerful. There's been a debate about who wrote the psalm. Some say it was what Moses prayed, the 90th and the 91st Psalms, or first cousins. Sometimes you have to study the 90th to get to the 91st, but we just going with the 91st today. And we're not going to debate on who wrote it, but we know it's such a comfort and soothing to your soul when you do value God's word, when you value God and value your time with God. And beginning at the first verse, say, he who dwells in the secret place, under the rest in the shadow of the mighty God, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I could just stop right there and just elaborate on that. That says a lot of things. That means whatever comes up on you, whatever betides you, whatever is troubling you, whatever you got going on in your life, he's just saying, get in the secret place. And he is our fortress. He is our refuge. And if we trust him, everything will be all right. And it goes on to say, surely he will save you from the foul snare and from the deadly pestilence, and he will cover you with his feathers. And under his wings you will find refuge. That makes you think about it. They say eagle spreads his wings wide and high. That's how God spread his wings over us. He hovers and covers. But if we don't value God or don't value his word, how will we know this? Do we just pick up the word and scan it, or do we just stop and tune it? He covers us in every area of his life. Oftentimes you don't see what's coming, but he already knows what's coming. But if you get in that secret place with him and abide with him, that means he protects you from all hurt, harm, and danger. And he tells you so. He said, under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. Let's look at that word shield. That means a covering. when the Roman soldiers went to battle, they had a shield over their chest. And the rampart, it means like a big building of dynamic force, your protector. That means that the enemy may try to get to you, but God just spread his wings and said, not today. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day. You know, I can stop right there and elaborate on that. We don't have arrows, but now bullets flying from guns. When you look in on TV, you see all of this craziness going on. You can be minding your business, but the bullets don't have a name or they don't have eyes. They're just flying. But you know when you're in that secret place, that means he put up his shield and his buckler. He protects you. You are safe in the arms of Jesus. He said 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. You make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge. Then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. That means when the storm comes, even if it does hit your house or even if it does make a tree fall, that means you still are safe in the arms of Jesus. Sometimes blessings come through disaster. But he's a protector. He's everything that you need to protect you from all hurt, harms, and danger. Even in sickness, you may get an illness, but you know God will heal you if it's God's will. But if it's not his will, the word God said, his grace is sufficient for thee. So why should we worry? Why should we wonder about anything? That's why I got so annoyed with myself. All of the time that you spent trying to fix something yourself, when all I had to do was just value this word of God. When he tells me he makes the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then he's no harm will befall me or you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all his ways. They say God have a legion of angels. We have guardian angels. Some people say they know who theirs are. I don't. But I thank God for that. I believe he may have healing angels, angels of finance, and he certainly have warring angels. Because if you just keep steadfast on the movable in the love of God, you can withstand anything or any darkness thrown at you. Oftentimes, we have to be prepared. We have to go back and talk about that shield and that buckler. That means the word of God. That means hide it in your heart, because things will come up. We can't foretell what circumstances that will come upon us. That's the reason I tell everyone, and this is a habit I've had for years, I never get up, wait till the last minute to get up out of my bed. Get up, take time to refresh yourself. Get in the word of God. Say a prayer, because you never know what's going to confront you out there. You could get in that car, and it could be a very bad accident. But because you've been in that secret place with God, because he has covered you with his wings, you escape the accident. Even if your car get bent up, what have you, you can come out without a scrape. Why is that? Because he said he covers with his wings the righteousness. Amen. When we pray and hide in his bosom, he is a protector. He is a forgiving God. He's a God that sits high, looks low. He knows every strand of hair on your head. He knows all dangers. All he's asking us is to respect, value him, trust him. Lord, we don't know what's going to happen. Lord, we don't know what's coming, but God, I trust you. I will bless you at all times. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth. I trust you, God. Keep me in the secret place of the Most High, under the shadows of the Almighty God. I trust you. I trust you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you.
He said you will tread upon the lions and the cobra. You will trample a great lion and the serpent. That means sometimes that means forces that come after we, and we do have enemies. But like Mother Jackson said, we have to still not only love our friends, but love our enemies. Do good to those who despitefully use you. Think about Christ. He handpicked 12 disciples. One betrayed him, one denied him. But when it was all said and done, he sent back for Peter. And I do believe if Judas hadn't hung himself, he would have put him back in the fold and loved him with an undying love. No thinking back, no throwing nothing in your face saying, I remember when. We have to love with agape love. Love like God loved us. When he went to the cross, hung his head and died, the song said, that's love. That's the kind of love we have to strive to have. But we have to value this word of God. We can't do no better if we don't know what the word of God say.
Amen.
We thank our leaders who pours in the word of God in us. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it cut like a two-edged sword. But it's for our making.
Yes,
keep on
is.
Hiding
yes.
yourself in the secret place of the Most High.
Amen.
Because he loves me, says the Lord. I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledged my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy and show him my salvation. That says it all. God is most powerful. God will cover all the righteous with his wings. It's nothing too hard for God. Because he is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in a time of trouble. He told you that he was your shepherd that you shall not walk. He said, yea, though you may walk through the shadows of death, but I will be there for you. I will be there for you. It doesn't mean a physical death. Sometimes when sickness come on our bodies, sometimes when the children act up, husbands act up, Lord, let us remember to keep hiding ourselves in the shadow of the Almighty. Because he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee.
Amen.
Keep going. Stay in the presence of God.
Yes.
Stay. You're safe. Get to know God, who he is. He knows us. We know of him. But if you value his word and value God, he will just keep you. Nothing can come up on you. And if you do, he give you the strength to bear it. So I say today, remember, stay in the ark of safety. That means he who dwells in the secret shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadows of the Almighty. I hope this word have encouraged somebody today. I hope it will renew you. I hope you know that you have to be ready at all times with your shield and your buckler. Because you never know when the fiery dart is coming. That's why we have to stay prayed up. That's why we have to read the word of God. That's why we have to take everything in and not take it lightly. When we come to the service and hear the word of God being preached, when you leave, chew on it. Let it stay with you. Because when the fiery dots come to the right, or the fiery dots come to the left, or the fiery dots come to the front, to the back, on the side. However, we have that secret place in God that we can know that he's a shelter.
Amen.
Renew your mind. Ease your stony heart. Sometimes just sit quiet. A lot of times when we go through things, we are tempted to call our friends. But listen, get in that quiet place and say, God, I trust you. Keep me in your secret place of the Most High. Spread your wings over me. Give me long life. I know you will if I just trust you. Keep you at the forefront of my life. Value God. Value what your words say. And God, I'll be so ever careful to give you all the praise and all of the glory. Well, you know I can't never leave without just dropping a little nugget. They say the first cordless ever was created by God, and he named it prayer. It never loses a signal, and it never have to be recharged. And you can use it anywhere. God bless you. May the grace of God forever be with you. And I send you love, favor, and blessings on your life. Now it's back in the hands of you, Pastor Smith. God bless everyone, and I love you.
Love you too, Mother.
Amen. Bringing it down,
hallelujah,
and breaking it down, and telling
hallelujah
it like
hallelujah
the T.I.E. from the living word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Psalms 91, a psalm of protection. He'll
thank
do it.
Lord.
Got a short little testimony, because Mother said it all. Today, Pastor Nick Smith and I were out on appointments and taking care of things. Praise God. And
amen.
She got off on the exit, and she came up on the ramp to the other major road, but there was a car in front of her. Praise God. And she thought the car had pulled off out of the way. And she was looking the way to the left. And she hit the gas and bumped the car in the front. Praise God. So they called the authorities and everything. They came and everything. He did a report and everything. But you know what? Let me show you how good God is. Nobody got hurt.
Secret place.
There was no damage on either car.
Hey.
And the lady got out. Praise God.
Hey.
And so while Pastor-elect Barbara was talking to the women, praise God, got into a conversation about their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So I was standing off over on the side over there because I'm saying to myself, I'm not going to let this worry me or bother me, you know? Because when things like that happen, I love giving it to the Lord. No sense in panic or anything like that. Well, anyway, after the state trooper came back and gave everything back to everybody, nobody was charged. The lady said, look, nothing, no damage, no hurt or anything. She said, I just want it, you know, recorded so nothing comes back on me, even though it wasn't her fault. She said, well, she told the state trooper, I don't want anything to come against her or anything. And you know what? God is just so good.
Yes,
God
is
so good.
Yay, that's
when we think God don't know and don't see. Glory, hallelujah. When we decide in our own little beady minds, praise God, because this little issue came up, we got to get all excited and puff our chests up, thinking that we got to do something different other than giving God the praise, the honor, and the glory.
Amen.
Oh, glory, bless his name. And I tell you, the lady said, no, nothing happened to anybody. And Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, she thanked the lady. We thanked the lady and everything. Praise God. And we all just drove and went our way. Amen. See, that's nobody but God. Amen.
Yeah,
and you know what? When that happened,
place.
I thought about every morning when I get up and I pray, one of the things that I pray for, oh, glory be to God, is that God and his angels will be in those automobiles, that he will take the wheel, that he will protect us and keep us safe, going and coming in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we have to do that, saints. And we'll see how God will work, how God will work it out and bless us and work it out for our good. Praise God. Amen. Because you think about it around here in Atlanta, there's a lot of accidents, people going after a lot of money, and they're getting it. Amen. Even though there wasn't any damage, they would claim bodily injury or something. Praise God. But God is such an infinite God that he spreads those wings high and wide and encompass each and every one of us. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He don't sleep. He's on the job for us 24/7. And I thank God. I thank God. And talking about knowing who your guardian angel is, I met mine. And we watched him disappear after we finished conversating with him. Oh, yeah. They're here. And they're watching over us, praise God. And that's how God gets the report for his book of life. Amen. Through his angels. Amen. That comes to watch over us. We thank God. We thank God. And now, we turn it over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you all. God bless you all.
Your input is invalid.
I don't know to say anything or just worship God with you all because you could truly feel the presence of the living thing. You could truly feel that it's a paradigm shift beginning to that took place in your life, especially Mother Helen. Amen. And everything that is happening, these are the things that the Lord trying to share with all the believers and trying to share it. And what Mother Helen was just talking about today, we've been dealing with all week. You know, God's going to take care of you, but you have to value him. And not only we value him, we have to keep the commandments. And just like the testimony, Pastor Smith, you were just giving, imagine if Pastor Les Smith just came down and just going all outrageous and just telling her, you was wrong. What could have what was supposed to have been a blessing could have turned into a curse because we act out of character. We out of the will of the Lord. But because we kept the character and kept meekness, she was able to receive the blessings from it. It's blessings coming around us every day. God got stuff for us every day. But are we acting into the place where we could begin to receive the blessings? Or the blessings looking at us and say, I do not know you. I got to walk away from you. We got to begin to understand that God is here. And like the secret place that Mother Helen was talking about, I want to highlight that for a second because we understand what the secret place is. And Pastor Smith was just hitting on it by his actions and different things. The secret place is my mind going to stay on God regardless of what goes on around me. I'm going to stay in prayer. I'm going to stay in my mind going to stay in focus on God. I'm going to stay in joy. I'm going to stay in peace. That way I stay in that place with God and I can stay in a secret place with him. And it doesn't matter what comes in my life or what comes my way, what happened, I'm going to give all things to the Lord. I'm going to give all things to him. The question is, things of God, are we staying in that secret place? Are we giving things to God? See, what happened is we don't got to the place to where we got comfortable. We don't got comfortable and we don't took things in life for granted. We got comfortable because we feel as though we don't made it through the day to where, okay, it was my ability brought me through. Nothing ain't happened. Nothing ain't come. Ain't nothing. I don't have a testimony today other than if the Lord don't woke me up early this morning. I didn't have to spend, I call it spiritual bucks, on just like today dealing with an accident or dealing with something, a crisis situation. And because we begin to get into this place like, well, ain't nothing going on around me, we begin to get lackadaisy and why I should continue to pray, why I continue to get sick off the God because everything is going right. And this is the roller coaster where the saints of God begin to play in. Because when things is going good and things is going great, we begin to slack off. And all of a sudden, when things begin to overtake you or begin to come in, we begin to run in. That's the wrong time. The time is right now. God's going to get ready to shift many of your life and begin to put you into a place to where you're going to begin to see increase. Why? Because he don't showed you the valley. You don't been through the valley. You don't show different things where your spirit or where you was walking in error. So he bring a correction back into your life. So now he bring a correction back into your life. Count every day a joyful time. Let's not make this time mess up. Let's not make mess up these times that we're walking with the Lord because we into this and into that and into that. Let's get out of that. Let's get out of the different things. Let's get into the secret place of the Most High. If an individual understands that you're a child of God, you're a chosen vessel of God, and you believe in God, and they know and they say they cherish your relationship, If they cherish your relationship so much, they wouldn't bring gossip to you. They won't bring stuff to you that is going to contaminate contaminate who you are. That's disrespecting the God within inside of you. Let's not allow anyone to disrespect the God is in us. Let's begin to protect it. And when we begin to protect it, we stay in that place with God. We stay in that place of worship. We stay in that place of thanksgiving. We stay in that place that God is the source and He is that provider. Because why? I value God, and I value the things of God. I pray before I get off this line and turn it back over to Pastor Smith, I pray that each and everybody that is on here begin to have an experience with God. You won't begin to live day by day as God, as a preacher or somebody that you heard don't preach, somebody that you don't heard that you don't came up in your Sunday school lessons as you was a child, something that you don't read into a book. I pray that you begin to have an encounter with God, and you begin to have an experience with God that no one could begin to come and try to tell you about Him, because you don't experience Him for yourself through the encounters that you have within Him. Because I believe once you begin to have that encounter with God, you'll begin to value who God is. Many of us is not valuing God and the things around God because we don't see the benefits or receiving the benefits from it. But I pray that tonight that you begin to encounter with God and you encounter with the Holy Ghost, not for something that you read or something that you heard, but something that you don't experience. And I believe and I pray that God will give you experience of His presence, and that way you'll begin to cherish who God really is and begin to cherish what God done placed around you, for you can continue to excel in life. I want to stay where like that where Pastor Smith them are. That's that residual blessings, what we were talking about 4 a.m. this morning. It doesn't matter what comes my way. What could have been an outcome of a bad situation. God got a blessing all the way around me. Because why? I'm standing in the will of the Lord. I'm a value the things of God. And I'm a value God. And therefore, I'm going to keep my character right. I'm going to keep my attitude right. And I'm going to be thankful and kind of joy with everything. Are you going to allow your light to shine in this world today, or are you just going to allow it to shine in the midst of your own house? God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle Temple. Amen. Praise God. Talking about value, residual blessings. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to tell you, saints, I'll take them any way I get them from the Lord. Praise God, because they are there hanging in the balance for you. Oh, bless His holy name. Oh, bless His holy name. And you know, God is not a man that He is mocked. Oh, glory be to God. He'll do for you. Oh, yes, He will. All you got to do is lean on Him and understand the value of our living God on today. Amen.
Amen.
Just a quick announcement, praise God. Just a reminder of our revival coming up this Friday and Saturday, 6:30 p.m. at the Crown Plaza Hotel, just off I-85. Amen. In the God bless city of Atlanta. Praise God.
Amen.
And again, don't forget our 4 a.m. prayer. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, it's working. It's working out for our good.
Yes,
come on in. Come on and join us. Praise God. Because when the praises go up, the blessings do come down.
Amen.
Today. Amen.
Amen.
So we'll see you again at 4 a.m. Amen. And then we'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. where we will continue the celebration. Amen.
Amen.
Of giving God the praise and the honor and the glory because
yes.
we value you in our life on today.
Yes. Amen.
We have a God. Hey.
make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.